Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio today is Lisa Hughes. She is a regional economic developer with the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or DEED for short. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Now, last week, we spent some time talking about how infrastructure is so important as it relates to your job with economic development. It's a make or break situation for these businesses to decide on the expansion or location to rural Minnesota. One of the things you said has been a challenge lately for you in your work is the lack of natural gas infrastructure, the pipeline itself. How does that get resolved? Because do we have to look at the private sector for that? Or are these public utilities that have to be making huge investments in these areas? Or what's the deal?
Jim, that's a great question, because that is the conundrum. I mean, it's private infrastructure. So we have programs for public infrastructure, and we can bond for public infrastructure, but we really don't have programs for private infrastructure. And in the case, just taking southern Minnesota as a whole and the projects that I have, the total combined capital investment with the retention projects and the new attraction projects is over $300 million. They will create combined 100 jobs, so it's high capital investment, low number of new jobs created, but the wages will be at least $75,000 a year. And you know, I also have this situation in northern Minnesota on the Iron Range. They're looking at Minnesota. They're looking at making a $250 to $300 million investment, hiring 220 people, paying a decent wage, where we have to figure out how to get natural gas. And this would be a huge boost to that region. And it's in an industry that they're familiar with. Mm. So the supply chain is in place. The site, again, is perfectly situated. It meets the site criteria, but we need to get the natural gas to the site. So we need to think, as a whole in the public sector, how do we begin to address this issue?
Now, this isn't actually something that's completely foreign, because I think about public-private collaborations when it comes to developing the infrastructure for internet service. That's already happening, right? I mean, there have been big efforts at the state level to get to that last mile, if you will, with decent broadband service.
That is correct. And so it isn't foreign. Now we're seeing this another private infrastructure that needs to be developed. And of course, you know I'm a huge fan of broadband. That is a key question with all these businesses as well, because they're all interconnected. They need to have broadband access, and upload speeds are critical. So you're right, it's not foreign. We're dealing with that 21st century infrastructure. Now we also have to pay attention to natural gas, because quite frankly, these locations may be great. They may have everything else in place, the access to the suppliers, the raw materials, the markets are all there. But if they can't get the natural gas to actually manufacture the product, we can't be considered.
Well, it's pretty fascinating. I really appreciate your time and your expertise, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa Hughes, she's a regional economic developer with the Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.